Atlanta, and he said, Shaq, I want to have a conversation with you about the gig economy. And I was like, what does that mean? And he explained to me what it was, and it took me back to my childhood where my mom and dad both had to work extra jobs for extra income. So he said, Shaq, how would you like to start an app that will help people get a sustainable income? And I said, that is something I'd be very interested in. Because, you know, a lot of people talk about me being an all-star investor. I don't want to sit up here and act like I'm the smartest guy in the world. I heard the great Jeff Bezos say, if you invest in stuff that's going to change people's lives, most of the time you'll win. So this right here will definitely change people's lives. You know, it's about 70 million people that have gigs for that extra income. I was part of the research. I went out and met many families, met many people. A lot of them do have jobs, but they want to, you know, take on a gig or two to get, you know, pay for an extra car note or buy something special, you know, do something special. So it's definitely something that you know, needs to be done. So when I met with Adam and his team, I think they're doing a beautiful job. And I told him, I said, listen, there's a lot of people that are more like me and not like you. What I mean by that, like, I'm smart, but I'm lazy smart. Like, when I go to an app, I want to just be boom, 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 and I'm there. So I told him and his team, if you're going to do an app for me, make sure the app is, you know, very, very easy, very smooth, and I assure you it's easy, and anybody can use it.
Adam, how does it work? Does it connect me to Uber and to TaskRabbit and a million other things, and what is it telling you about the economy right now?
Sure. So Steady's focus is to provide a platform that actually services the worker, right? If you look at Uber, if you look at Lyft, you look at DoorDash, their end customer is the person who's booking that service. There's nothing out there today that helps the user figure out what is best for them.
Kind of put it all in one place.
Put it all in one place, right? And with the advancement of technology, the worker is consistently disadvantaged. There's not a technology platform that has been funded, that has gone public, that doesn't disadvantage the worker today. And so what Steady is trying to do is to create a platform that utilizes technology and the collaboration of the data set
of
all of those individuals, exactly, to give the power back to the worker.
Very cool. And so far, is it telling you that, you know, just a quick macro read, I mean, can you tell us anything about the economy right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's frightening, right? I mean, the latest statistic published by the National Bureau of Economic Research is that 43% of Americans have more than one source of income. We're in this record low unemployment environment. We have the prospect of that changing on the horizon. We have automation where these workers, which are hourly workers, make up the largest share of the vulnerable workers who are going to be most susceptible to losing jobs. And you have the continued Uberization of enterprise, right, where businesses are better matching labor supply with demand, shrinking the number of available work hours for these folks. So I'm very frightened in terms of what this has to bring.
So the trend is